Here's a really good practical question. How can I help my mind from wandering and being distracted in prayer? Now, there's something we all know about, isn't it? Martin Luther wrote a helpful little book to his barber, who asked him the same question quite a few years ago. And in that, he said that what he did was use the scripture as the means of keeping his mind in line. And so he would read a scripture, and then he would pray it up to God. And as we have already said, whatever scripture it may be, it may bring to my mind a need in my own heart, or a cause for worship, or perhaps a particular request for someone that I know who might need that truth or that particular blessing. And so he would use the scripture, intersperse it with his prayers, and he would actually take scripture and continually pray it up to the Lord, and he found that to be quite helpful. I think sometimes it's good, from a practical point of view, for us to order our prayer list rather than bouncing all over the countryside, to have perhaps a day when we pray specifically for our home country, those in authority, to pray for our local churches here, to pray for those who work among the local churches, and then perhaps another day to pray for foreign missionaries, another day to pray for family members, unsaved relatives and neighbors and so on. Whatever it may be, some people feel they can pray their whole prayer list, but you know the prayer list continues to grow. It's a very difficult thing to pray through it all. And it's not as if God forgets from one week to the next. What he wants us to do is to be fervent in prayer, to pray and to pray again. And he wants to see how serious we are about this thing and to bring it before him, expressing to him, not that we think he's forgotten or that he's reluctant to answer, but to let him to express in his presence our willingness to cooperate with him in the answer. You know, very often what happens when I begin to pray for someone, a neighbor perhaps, the Lord says, well, looks like they actually care about that person. I may be able to use them in reaching that person. When I begin to pray, I'm making myself available, and sometimes God uses me in part as the answer to my own prayer. But prayer is that expression of agreement with God, that sense of cooperation with him, in which as I pray, I'm communicating to God my willingness to be a worker with him in this great plan. There are things, of course, that I cannot do, and I pray and ask him to do them. And very often, before I even pray, the Lord has already answered. So I think there are ways. You don't have to pray with your eyes closed. Oops, does that scare some people? But to have a little list. Certainly, I pray in the car, and I found it very helpful not to close my eyes when I'm driving. It's quite appropriate. The Lord Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed. I presume that meant he had his eyes open. And so we don't have to be worried that that might disqualify our prayer somehow. So maybe sometimes that's what we need to do, is to focus on our little prayer list or some scripture that might help us in keeping focused. It's not an easy thing, and we all feel that, as the poet said, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. No infant's changing pleasure is like this heart of mine. And we can ask the Lord. I mean, that's a good prayer to pray. Lord, help me to stay focused. Sometimes we need to pray, perhaps less long times, but more often, so that we can remain focused in our prayers.